two suicide bombers entered the highly fortified Green Zone area of Baghdad today and triggered their bombs, killing at least 10 people, including 4 Americans. 18 people were wounded, at least. Edmund Sanders, Baghdad correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, was allowed into the Green Zone shortly after the explosions. He joins us now on the line from Baghdad. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what you saw when you went inside the Green Zone today?
What you saw was what was left of the Green Zone Cafe, which was at one time a very popular restaurant inside the Green Zone. It was actually built in a metal frame tent. It had some picnic tables, and at one point it was kind of one of the only places inside the Green Zone where you could get a bite to eat. It was pretty much completely destroyed by the bomb blast. And then about 200 meters away from that is something that they call the Haji Mart. It's a shopping bazaar with a lot of Iraqi vendors have set up shops selling DVDs, electronics, things like that to the soldiers and contractors inside the base. That's the site of the second explosion.
Now, the Green Zone houses Iraqi and U.S. government offices. It's heavily fortified. There are Iraqi civilians who live inside the zone. Is there any indication of how these two suicide bombers got through the many layers of security, the checkpoints everybody, and I assume you today as well, goes through?
That's really the big question, and I'm sure that's what U.S. and Iraqi officials are going to be studying very hard in the next few days. There's really no... they don't have any clues on that so far. It is somewhat unlikely that they could have just walked through one of the checkpoints with a backpack full of explosives. There are many checkpoints, many searches. At one checkpoint, you have to go through five different searches. One possibility, officials told us, are that they gradually snuck in explosives in small amounts over time and then assembled the bomb inside these backpacks. Another possibility is that they snuck into the zone. It's a very huge, vast compound, about 4 square miles, and there's not a wall around the entire thing. Some of the borders of it are really only protected by some cortina wire, some razor wire. A soldier was noting that last night there was a very heavy sandstorm, which completely blocked visibility for a few hours, and it's possible that somebody could have snuck in during that time.
Responsibility has been claimed by the group headed by Mr. Zarqawi, the Al-Qaeda ally who's believed to be based in the rebel city of Fallujah. And let me ask you, Edmund Sanders, about another development today. There have been peace talks between the insurgents in Fallujah and the Iraqi government. Apparently they broke down today?
There have been increasing warnings from the government that their patience is running out. The National Security Advisor today again warned the people of Fallujah and terrorists operating in Fallujah that time was running out, that they plan to launch an offensive with the United States at some point. The Prime Minister made a similar warning yesterday. There's growing tension, and I think what they're hoping is that by making these warnings and putting the people of Fallujah on alert, that the people of Fallujah and perhaps the tribal leaders and clerics inside Fallujah will step up, take matters into their own hands, and perhaps turn in some of the terrorists and prevent some sort of offensive in their city.
Also today, Iraq's president, Ghazi al-Yawar, was quoted in one of the newspapers there as saying that January 31st is not a sacred date for Iraq's elections. If there's not enough security, he was suggesting it might not be held on time. That's not what Prime Minister Ayad Alawi has been saying. Should we read a lot into that? I'm afraid we just have a few seconds left.
I think the president is off message a little bit, but he's not the first one. Alawi also mentioned the possibility of delay and then backed away. So it could be the beginnings of talk that they will delay the election. But the president is really a symbolic post. Alawi is the one who will make the final call.
And I guess we have to note that those two things, the situation in Fallujah and other areas in the Sunni Triangle and the date of the election, these are connected in terms of getting enough security for the election.
They are. If they don't have security, if they don't feel they have the areas under control, it's going to be very difficult to hold an election.
Eddie Sanders, thanks very much. Eddie Sanders, Baghdad correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, and he joined us by phone from Baghdad itself. Tomorrow it's Science Friday. Ira will be here. I'll see you on Monday. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.